Daniel, we've been hearing a lot in the news about the upcoming special session. But what is a special session for someone who doesn't know, and why are lawmakers even coming back?
Yeah, so the typical calendar for the Kansas legislature is from January to May. A special session basically means something came up outside of the regular session that the legislature needs or wants to address. Special sessions can be called by the governor or a two-thirds vote of both chambers. In this case, the governor called the special session so lawmakers could pass tax cuts that she finds acceptable. They passed several bills during the regular session, but Kelly vetoed them all, mostly due to their price tag.
On that issue of taxes, where did lawmakers leave off when they ended the regular session? I mean, what are the big tax issues still at play?
Yeah, so they passed three different bills this session, but they were all ultimately vetoed by the governor. There's a difference of opinion on income taxes between Republican leaders and the governor. Republicans originally wanted to combine the state's three income taxes into just one, which is usually called a flat tax. But after Kelly rejected that plan, they pivoted to a two-tier proposal. Kelly ultimately rejected that bill as well, saying it was too expensive and that she prefers to keep the state's three income tax brackets.
We have to come up with something that is sustainable over the long haul, or I just won't sign it.
So we know the governor wants lawmakers to pass tax cuts during the upcoming session, but am I right that they can basically do whatever they want once they are back in the state house?
Basically, Kansas is different from some other states like Missouri in the sense that they don't have to focus on just taxes. They can pass any bills that they'd be able to pass during the regular session. Republican Senate President Ty Masterson was asked if lawmakers might pursue other bills like those related to gender-affirming health care. At the time, he indicated that was a possibility, but recent comments from House Speaker Dan Hawkins make that seem less likely.
This special session is for taxes. It's absolutely not for all the wants that everybody has.
And for what it's worth, the lawmaker who sponsored the bill to potentially attract the Chiefs or another pro sports team says that's the only other bill he could see passing this special session.
I have covered a few special sessions in my day as the State House reporter, but I know they aren't that common, right?
Yeah, they're not very common. Since 1930, there have only been 15. What's interesting, though, is that they seem to be picking up in frequency in recent years. Of those 15 special sessions, five of them took place in the 2000s, including two during the COVID pandemic. The last one was in 2021 and was the first one in the state's history called by the legislature rather than the governor. It was focused on the state's response to certain federal mandates on COVID-19 protocol.
I guess one of the big questions here is how long the special session might last. Taxpayers pay for it, and if I'm right, it's more than $80,000 per day. Do the previous special sessions give us any idea how long it might take?
When you look back at the historic special sessions, on average they last about 10 days or so, and there's also several sessions that really only lasted 1 to 3 days. We also have some idea from leaders of both parties. Kelly has said that she believes the session could end in a matter of days, and that it's basically up to lawmakers on how long it takes. Recently, Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins shared a similar sentiment, saying he hopes they can pass tax cuts within just one day. Every single seat in the legislature is up for grabs this November, so most rank-and-file lawmakers will be eager to get back on the campaign trail. That's especially true because they can't do certain campaign activities while in session.